The tour, presented by the Park City Historical Society, is centered on the Marsac Avenue area, uphill from Ontario to Sandridge. Ron Butkovich, a member of the society board, said it starts at the old Marsac school.
Actually, Marsac's going to be on the tour. We've invited old teachers and students to come, and we're going to have a little cookie and lemonade reception, and there'll be some teachers and students that'll show you around the school and kind of take a tour, and then you can buy tickets right there at the front door of Marsac.
A.K.A. City Hall.
City Hall, right, mm-hmm. right, just right up there on the hill that was built, you know, supposedly like 8 months after the Depression, kind of threw it together, combined all the schools because there weren't that many kids going to school. And then it's Ontario, Rossi Hill a little bit, Sandridge. Those are the homes that are going to be on the tour this year.
The tour, including 9 homes, starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Participants will be given a booklet and a map.
And you can go all the way up and work your way down. We will have golf carts if people need a little bit of help up the street. But on Sandridge, there's gardens, garages, you have an overlook of town. It's exciting. It's always different and new, and there's some that are a little more renovated than others, and some that have been completely done. So it's a great little chance to take a look at your neighbor's house and see how and where they live.
Yeah. So the last time you can start a tour is?
Probably 1 o'clock, I would say. You can rush it through in a couple hours.
One of the homeowners on the tour is Katie Aldridge, who lives on Ontario.
My house was built in 1890, and it was built in 34 days by 25 builders, which was a record. And then it was purchased for $250.
Not what you paid for it, right?
Not what I paid for it. Definitely not. So it used to be accessed by Marsac, by that boardwalk. So it has 2 addresses. It's 252 Marsac is on my mortgage, but it's now accessed by Ontario.
How many times has it been added on? Do you have any idea?
Oh, it hasn't been added on.
No, that was the original then.
Yes. Chris Larson, who used to be on the Planning Commission, bought it in 1989, and it was in quite a state of disrepair. And over 15 years, he really put his heart and soul into it and made it a beautiful place. I mean, he did all of the heavy lifting for sure.
We asked both Katie and Ron about the challenges of owning a historic home.
I think that you have to just be prepared for what might be around the corner. I think it's good to have a little nest egg and then just caring for it and loving it and keeping up with the upkeep.
Yeah, well, you've lived in a historic home too, Ron. So, I mean, are they money pits?
No, you know, initially, you know, it was windows, doors, roof, paint, etc. When I kind of took over it before that, I mean, the electrical plumbing had all been redone. I do have a foundation and somewhat of a basement, so accessibility's not quite as crazy as Katie's because everything's muled in at her house. As any home. I mean, once you get it all kind of brought up to code and fresh and clean, you know, it's like any house.
Tickets for the tour are $15 for members of the society, $20 for non-members. You can buy them at the Marsac on Saturday, or at the museum, or go online to ParkCityHistoricalSociety.org.
If you go online and buy a ticket and you're not a member, you can get a free membership for a year, courtesy of one of our sponsors, Shane Herbert with Summit Sotheby's.
Ron Butkovich from the Park City Historical Society and homeowner Katie Aldridge. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.